Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, why, Shad?
We have already been here an hour.
There you go. We start early on Saturdays. We start, we always say start your day in a positive way. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And, of course, we're spreading out all over the place. Next week we've got Susan G. Komen.
That's right.
I am an ambassador down there, and I hope that anybody can join us down there. And of course, that is all about the culinary cook-off, and I'm excited to share that with
and
everybody.
And breast cancer awareness.
And breast cancer. Well, that's what it is. It's culinary. But yes, you're absolutely right. And of course, I hope that all my listeners will get down there. We've got so many events that we are sharing right now, and I'm so excited. I do want to remind you to Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you have a business or an organization or any kind of a message that you want to share, we would love to have that you be a part of our show. Just call us there. We want to hear from you. Also, we always start our shows with a moment of motivation. And mine today is, I don't have time to worry about who doesn't like me. I'm too busy loving the people who love me. You know, surround yourself with positive, inspirational people that love and support you. That's what this is all about. That's what this world is all about. And, you know, I mean, I always say you can stay with somebody for a little bit, like in Pity City, but then move on if they're not, you know, we were just talking about that, right? If you're not feeling it and you're not loving it, you know, guess what? You only got a couple minutes, right?
There you go. A minute, a moment, or a lifetime.
There you go. So anyways, we are so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I know that you got lots of choices, and we're so glad you're here. And of course, I'm Kim.
I'm Chad Atkins.
There you go. And we got Tom over here helping us make our board perfect.
And it's going well with you guys today. You've done a marvelous job.
Well, thank you.
Making my job easy.
There you go. Thank you so much. And of course, in our studio, we have Fran Solomon. She is the founder of healthgrief.org. Welcome, and thank you so much.
Heal grief.
I'm sorry.
Healgrief.org.
Yeah, she's like, wait, healgrief.org. And I'm really excited to learn more about that, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Kim, and I'm thrilled to be here, so thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Also, today we're going to be talking with Phoenix Gilman, and we're going to be talking about food cravings, what causes them, and the secret to stopping them. Also, we're going to be talking about another event that we have, and of course, that is called Uncorked, and it's all this gourmet food and live entertainment and, of course, local wines. And we've got tickets to all those events. And if you didn't listen to our 6 o'clock show, we're going to tell you a little bit about all the events that were on that show, and we'd love to share them. So again, if you are just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And who wants to talk about our giveaways?
I guess I will. Taste of Ojai is having their 16th annual fundraiser, a showcase of food and beverages from outstanding Ojai Valley restaurants, caterers, wineries, and breweries. Also live entertainment. It's Sunday, October 23rd from 2 to 5 at the beautiful 10th Green Ojai Valley Inn. Tickets are $75 in advance or $85 at the door. Also, we have the Dead Zone 805 Halloween attraction will open up on their fourth annual terrifying haunt in the new location on October 14th. The attraction runs through the month of October on Fridays and Saturdays until the 29th from 7 to 10. This year's attraction will feature all new scare zones and newly created props by owner Nelson Cooper. You can get tickets at deadzone805.com, or you can win them right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Thanks so much, Chad. And of course, we've got so much more. He's only tipped it, right?
Oh, I have like pages.
I know. I'm telling you. And again,
mouth goes dry.
If you have an event that's happening, we want to share it with our listeners. So give us a call. And of course, again, that number is 805-419-0008. Our phones are ringing off the hook. And again, let's find out about Fran Solomon. Fran, thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So Fran Solomon is my name, and Heal Grief is really my passion.
Thank you.
I entered into the world of bereavement about, I want to say, over a decade ago. And through my introduction with the world of bereavement, I realized inadvertently that I was actually healing my own grief. When my dad passed away in 98, I was very practical about it. I was a career woman, and I went on with life thinking that death was part of life, and he lived an old man, and he died a good life, and let's move on, until years later I was very stuck. Mm. I found myself overwhelmed with grief anytime I heard of anybody imminently ill or having died, I was just overwhelmed. And it was through my introduction to the field of bereavement that I actually understood that I never allowed myself to grieve.
Well, my listeners all know this. I just lost my mom and back in February of this year. And I have to tell you, you know, it's not something you practice, you know, of or even think about, or you think it's not going to happen to you. And then, like you, busy, I've got, you know, four children, businesses, and, you know, three grandchildren, and life goes on. But how does really life go on? I mean, you have to take a moment to grieve. And I grieve every day. There's things that I do every day. And I think that was the biggest thing that I had been told, is to take a moment. And when you feel those tears that just turn on for no reason, and you're like, as women, we're always trying to be strong. I let them come now. I let them, and you know, and I just have to tell you, my listeners are so amazing. I got so many. Here we give away tons of stuff, and they just all call me. We don't want your things right now. We just want you to know that we're thinking of you.
That's,
you know,
wonderful.
What people. It, life is so precious, and that's why I really love what I do. My mom was so proud of me being on here and was my biggest cheerleader, and yet she was a businesswoman, and life does go on. But sometimes we forget about all the gifts that we have, and what do we talk about is really each day is just, I just wrote it on this last week on, you know, Facebook. All my quotes are basically, it's a gift. We don't know tomorrow's going to come, but we know today. We have right now, and you have to make every day. I always say I want to leave no life left on the table, you know?
So true. And, you know, you said something about taking a moment and remembering or feeling that moment. You know, there's a misunderstanding about grief. Most people, we've been taught to believe that grief is something you get over. Grief is something with time will heal.
Right.
Well, I hate to share this, but it won't. Our philosophy at Heal Grief is that once you're bereaved, you're forever bereaved. And I don't mean that in a way that you can't move forward. I mean that evidenced by the fact that whether it's a year later or 5 years later or 20 years later, there are moments, either a song or a phrase or a smell, that will evoke an emotion that brings you right back to that day when you first learned that you were bereaved.
Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. I'm so glad that you are here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We'd love to have your calls and your to touch base with us. We just had the Jewish holiday, and I have to tell you, I'm not really religious, but I did go to temple for my mom to really just talk about and to mention her. And they went through everybody, and there was hundreds of people there. And all of a sudden, it wasn't yesterday, but it was a couple weeks ago. And this is, I'm already going into 6 months. And I know that's not a long time because you're talking about a decade. But, you know, all of a sudden I was reading the newspaper and I was looking at all the obituaries, and I'm like, oh my God, this happens to everybody. It was like, you know, one of those moments. And I thought, oh my God, this is normal. I thought my mom was just going to be here forever. I thought I kind of took life a little bit for granted, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to learn from that. And so I have so many gifts that my mom gave me, and I'm so proud of who she was, and I'm going to honor that. And I want to be that legacy for my kids and my grandchildren and my friends and my life and my family. And so every day I tell my kids this is, do whatever you do, just do it your best. And be kind. There's so much anger, and there's so many mean people out there. Why can't you just, you don't know what their journey is. You don't know what their story is or what their struggles are.
So true. So true. And with grief, you know, people often judge. And often because either they didn't experience the death of a loved one or because they had a very different relationship with their loved one.
Correct.
Every relationship is so individual and so unique unto itself. So for someone, One of the things that we emphasize is please don't judge and don't allow yourself to be judged.
Do you find that men and women grieve differently?
I hate to say it. Yes, they do, because women tend generally to be more emotional and express their emotions, whereas men tend generally to be the protector, to be the stronger of the two, if you will, if you're a couple, for instance. So yes, generally, and that in itself can lead to many difficulties in a relationship when individuals are grieving over a mutual loss.
That's interesting. I met somebody the other night, and he had lost his mom, and I think it's been 2 years, and he was still having such a hard time. He said he talked to his mom 10 times a day, you know what I mean? And everybody, like you said, has a different relationship, and it really depends on, because some people, you know, depend on that person for their everyday. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, widows and widowers, right? I mean, that's somebody that you would depend on every day, whereas opposed to a parent or a child.
You know, I find too, in this generation, and I'm not that I'm that old, but when I was younger, family, all of family, when there's a funeral, all the family went, even the children. I find that nowadays it doesn't happen as much, and children are left at home because
they don't want
their children to experience that negativity. I think because I saw all my great aunts and nieces aunts and uncles pass away, that I was able to experience death in a different way. And then when my grandmother passed and my grandfather passed, I do still have my mother.
It wasn't such a shock.
And then my brother passed. It was easier for me to process. And then now what I do with animals and watching animals pass and having to be there and hold them, you know, I'm able to hold it together and grieve in a different way.
Wow.
So true, so true. And, you know, for children especially, the cliche is, oh, they went away, or, you know, they're up in heaven. Well, for a child, okay, well, when are they coming back?
Yeah.
Or so true. We lost them. Well, when are we going to find them?
Right.
Bringing a child to a funeral is a way for the child to understand closure. And there's a language that's very appropriate, whereas rather than using the words they died or they went away, their body got very old or their body got very ill. And they're still with us, if that's what you choose to believe.
Right.
But their body died.
Wow. You know what, Fran, we're going to take a really quick break. I'm really happy to talk about this. I know, you know, I talk about things that sometimes nobody ever brings to the table, and so I am glad that we are discussing this. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. What can we give away?
You know, we have amazing shows coming up. We have Conejo Players Sideshow from November 11th to December 11th, based on the true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who became stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip, whose extraordinary bond brings them to fame but denies them love. You can get tickets here or at Conejo Players, which is tickets at conejoplayers.org. Also, Evita, it's the first time Cabrillo Music Theater will be having this Argentinian controversial first lady as the unlikely subject of this dynamic musical masterpiece, told through a compelling score of fuses, haunting chorals, with exuberant Latin pop and jazz influence. You can get tickets right here, right now, 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right, stay with us. We've got lots more. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Hi there, John O'Hurley here. Have you got what it takes to handle the heat of the kitchen? Well, then prove it. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, Antonia LaFaso, Michael Votaggio, and Tyler Florence. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Susan G. Komen Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at KomenLACounty.org/cook. That's KomenLACounty.org/cook.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And of course, I'm here with Chad, Tom, and we've got Fran in the studio. We're talking about healthy grief.
Heal.
Well, yes, but we're talking about healthy grief, right?
Recovery, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, okay. You so, are. Yeah, we are talking about healgrief.org. And what exactly is that, Fran?
So healgrief.org is an online resource. We are a social support network for individuals that are bereaved. Literally, from the moment a loved one dies, we take the place of the traditional obituary, allowing individuals to create a free online obituary that can be disseminated to family and friends around the world, because as you're aware, no longer is community defined by geography, no longer is family defined by geography. So once this notice is received, literally people can go right in and write condolences, sympathy thoughts, light virtual candles, transitioning this funeral notice into a celebration of life, where we have users coming back daily or weekly to journal their thoughts as a cathartic way of healing, and to be notified when family and friends light virtual candles, either for birthdays or anniversaries, remembering their loved ones. I mean, it's so important for one who's bereaved.
How long has this been around?
We've had this website going since 1994. And we changed the name to Heal Grief in 2014, and it's really taken off since then.
You know, it's interesting. I just had a call from one of my mom's friends, because the night that my mom passed away, she lost her phone. And so it was hard for me to get in touch with everybody. And I'm telling you, they trickle in. And, you know, it's like, I mean, you think you kind of like talk to everybody. You don't. We're all busy. And so this lady called me, you know, this last week, and she was like, you know, I've been trying to get in touch with your mom. Ugh, that's the worst, you know? And I'm like, I call her back, she calls me back, you know? And so then I told her, and she's like, oh my God, I missed her, you know? That would be something that, you know, because she wants me to send pictures, and, you know, and I'm like, okay, but every time it's like it starts all over with me, you know, of that whole feeling of telling people and being, you know.
And the beauty of this memorial is people can upload photographs as well. So it really becomes a legacy.
Right.
Of someone that you love and celebrate.
Right.
And you can also share these memorials on social media.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, talking about social media, Chad, you know, there's controversy as to whether Facebook is the place to share such an intimate conversation about someone having died. And the controversy is, well, do you want to see somebody expressing their grief next to a picture of food? So what we do is we provide the platform the appropriate platform for someone to express their thoughts and to share their feelings.
Is there a charge to do this, or is it?
No, we are a no-fee 501c3.
Okay.
And we are here merely to provide the support.
We have
a database of both local and national resources around the country that's second to none. We are the go-to place for information, resources, and to memorialize someone.
Well, and I know that you're also here to tell us a little bit about national pregnancy, right? Tell us a little bit about that and infant loss awareness.
So what's interesting is when a child loses a parent, they're typically called orphaned. When a spouse loses their partner, they're typically called widowed. When a parent loses a child, there is no name. Back in the 80s, some remarkable women petitioned on a federal level, and in 1988, the then President Ronald Reagan designated the entire month to National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. And what makes this day more significant, the 15th, is that this is the day of celebration. And there is a movement around the world that at 7 p.m., anyone who has had a child die or anybody who wants to remember a child, whether born or not, lights a candle at 7 p.m. their local time.
So we just had Hope's Haven on, and I lost a baby. She lived to be 11 months old. And I do this years and years and years. I've been doing this. And you're right. There isn't anything, you know, I still count her as one of my children. It's a weird thing that you just, there's nothing that you, like you just said, that says, you know, I lost a baby or anything like that. So it's just life goes on again.
It's so true.
Is there a name now for this?
It's called National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. I mean, it is a specific day, 7 p.m.,
but if
a
mom
loses
a baby, is there still not a name, right?
And there is still not a name.
Wow.
It's remarkable.
Maybe that's your journey.
Maybe that's my journey right there. So, wow.
We'd like to invite your listeners, if they have had the misfortune of a child death, or for those that know of someone that may have, to not only light a candle, but to go on healgrief.org and light a virtual candle. This candle will remain shining brightly for eternity.
Oh, I love that.
In a virtual space.
I love what you've done.
It's really neat. And when you don't have that candle, or get on your iPhone and just go on to healgrief.org and light that virtual candle.
Fran, so beautiful. Thank you so much. Let me ask you a question. Did you go to a grief class? Or how did you handle your grief, other than at that time you said you went on, and when you had a little bit of a breakdown afterwards, did you go to a grieving class?
I learned a lot about grief, and I became actually a trained grief facilitator and went to the underserved communities in schools and facilitated groups working with teenagers processing their grief. And through that, just got more and more evolved and became a certified grief recovery specialist. And it is now my mission and passion to really create awareness and change the culture of understanding, making it okay for someone to be bereaved and to grieve even years afterwards, not to be silent about it, not to be judged, not to pass judgment. Remove the cliches. They're in a better place. You're young enough, you can have more children. Who wants to hear that when they're bereaved and grieving?
Acceptance.
And we never want to suggest that anyone should remain stuck and not move on, but our motto is to move forward with.
Wow.
And to obtain a healthy grief recovery.
Well, I love your message. I love your journey. Fran Solomon, healgrief.org. Where do we find out? Is that where we can find out all the information right there?
All the information. And I just want to spell it out. It's often misspelled every
Please
which way.
Please do that, especially
H E A L G R I E F, healgrief.org. We encourage your listeners to come visit us, and it's never too late to celebrate a life of someone you hold so deeply in your heart and mind.
That's so beautiful. And I think that your dad would be really proud of you for creating this. And I think that that's really what it is. We look at something that we can constantly keep them in our heart. So thank you so much, Fran.
You're welcome.
We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Phoenix Gilman about food cravings, what causes them, and the secret to stopping them. This is a hard one. Okay, I've been doing a little portion control, but definitely this is a big deal.
My mind just goes, why?
I know.
So much fun.
Exactly. Let's give something away.
You know, we haven't mentioned Oxnard Steampunk Fest at the Heritage Square, which is today. And so if you can go today or tomorrow, give us a call. And you call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, email, address, and a team member will contact you back. Let's not also forget Circus of Hope 4th Annual Gala, October 22nd at 6 p.m. Cocktail hour starts then. It's an hour and a half cocktail hour, which is my favorite. 7:30 is dinner, show, and a live auction. This is all to help Hope's Haven, which helps those kids out there that are struggling. You can get tickets right now, 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, email, address, and a team member will contact you back.
Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're so glad you're here. We know you have lots of choices, and we appreciate you joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home, and it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice, and she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going to see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We want to thank Fran Solomon for joining us with Heal grief.org. And if you are going through anything hard in your life, that would be a place that you might want to check out. Our next guest is Phoenix Gilman, and we're talking about her book, of course, is Diet Failure, The Naked Truth. And health experts agree a must read for all women, and the shocking truth. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, what causes food cravings, and the secret to stopping them. Phoenix, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, one, your research, and that 98% of diets ultimately fail, and why.
Well, my research, it was about 15 years ago. I had certain cravings, and I wanted to know, why is it so hard to ignore these cravings? And my cravings were alcohol, bread, and diet sodas. So I went off the gym floor, per se. I had been a trainer and nutritionist for many years, 20-some years. So I went into research and development, and I found some truly extraordinary clinical studies that the one study I read basically held the key, so the study read, saying that it had the power to overcome, based on one extract, had the power to overcome not only obesity, but also depression and insomnia. However, being in the weight loss industry for many years, I'm also a woman who does not believe anything I read, whether it's a clinical study or not, because they're manipulated depending on who's behind them. So I tested those clinical theories for 2 years, and what I found was getting somebody to get over the cravings that had always kept them overweight was just the beginning. I was alleviating depression, insomnia, reversing type 2, getting people off, you know, lithium, Zoloft, you name it, hypertension was gone, everything was just falling into place, and so that hence me writing my first book. But that is where the research started and where it stemmed from.
And now, Phoenix, is this your first book or this is your third?
No, this is actually my third edition, Kim.
Okay, congratulations. Wow, that's great.
You.
I just saw that
Thank
third
you.
Edition. Now, yeah. Tell us a little bit, back us up a little bit and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, again, I have just shy of 40 years in the fitness industry, started as a trainer, evolved into nutrition because understanding that all the training in the world will never out, you know, you can never outrun a poor diet. And so, again, I was in that industry for many years, but as I said, 16 years ago, I was like, okay, my own cravings, I looked at our own obesity rate, why? My question was, why are cravings so hard to ignore, right? So that pushed me into the research and development. I developed my own line of supplements. I'm a respected researcher, international author. I've gone into my third edition only because nobody is yet really talking about this in the forefront to understand, not only about understanding what the research about, but it's also understanding that what you're eating, the low-fat myth, as I call it, is perpetuating numerous disease states. Obesity is just one. So it's twofold, but this is hence, again, why I'm writing the third edition is because people still aren't talking about this.
I love it. And let me ask you, so did you have a weight problem?
I tell clients, look, probably the heaviest I ever was, maybe 20 pounds. But in the fitness world, I was thicker. I had to train harder to maintain my body. But I'm 57 years old now without, and this is very important because as a woman of integrity, if I don't show it first and foremost, not only through my body, but also my blood work, okay, it's all about the blood. I have to be able to show through my own physique and my own blood that what I'm professing is, you know, possible no matter your age. So at 57 years old, I wear a 2'4", I'm 5'11", my body fat is 1% above essential. Most importantly for all your listeners is to know that I maintain this physique, no disease states. I never go hungry. I never feel deprived. Even though I'm a trainer, I train no different than I train my clients, about 2 40-minute sessions a week to maintain my physique and all my you know, my blood work.
I'm listening now.
I know, no. Right?
But you know what? I'm looking in your book and you have aspartame, a deadly toxin, making us fat, depressed, and deathly ill. Talk to us about that.
Aspartame, Kim, is a typical artificial sweetener that's in most of our so-called diet products. So while it may be, like I said, one of my addictions was diet sodas, well, but the aspartame is a neurotoxin. It also will put the body into fat storage. It's going to trigger the insulin. It's going to elevate the brain chemical that my work is about is serotonin. So it's going to elevate the serotonin, then it's going to deplete it. And that's why you never really see anyone that's lean and healthy who's drinking a diet soda. But that aspartame is absolutely deadly, and it's very addictive. So there's really nothing good about it.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about some of those food cravings and what are some of the most common?
Nobody typically craves like, hey, I'm really hungry for a chicken, you know, breasted chicken, right?
I know, that's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
although it is, now that I've kind of got back on track, it is the protein, I think, right?
Yes, and the things that are going to elevate this brain chemical, and again, the brain chemical is serotonin, and I call my discovery the serotonin-insulin connection. So the cravings that our brain is going to push us for are only those carbohydrates, which all equal sugar, but only those carbs that are going to break down quickest into blood sugar. So those would be sweets, bread, rice, pasta, cereal, fries, chips, cookies, and so forth. However, those same, the low serotonin can also drive for alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine. Those are all, when your brain starts to say, hey, Phoenix, hey, Kim, hey, a bagel sounds good, a glass of wine sounds good, where are the chips, where's the bagel? Anything, you know, chocolate, pizza, you name it, that all comes from low serotonin. Low serotonin is brought about by almost everything in our day-to-day life, and it's worse from 3 o'clock till bedtime. And most people can relate. They're like, yes, when I get off work, you know, I'm craving a martini and I'm, you know, I'm looking for a sub. So it's really the cravings are only going to be, though, for those things that break down into blood sugar quickest. Unfortunately, they're going to put the body into fat storage. They're going to elevate the serotonin. Ah, I feel good. But that high only lasts for about an hour or two. Then the brain will start that cycle over again.
And so what do you do when you get that? What should you do?
What should you do to control it?
Yeah.
Okay. So to control it, first, one of the most important things I like to share to listeners and to my readers, that first and foremost, diet failure is not your fault. It's not your fault that you can't adhere twofold to understand. One, you have to know it's healthy to eat, and it's not the low-fat myth. So we do what we call low-carb, high-fat, okay? So that's the basis for it. Then how do you adhere to this lifestyle? Because it's all about the carbs that are going to push the brain when it's struggling. So to be able to... The clinicals were based on one precise extract. It is a amino acid, okay? It's an amino acid that has extraordinary health benefits across the board. However, if you don't understand all the knowledge and all the information that is, revealed in my book to understand, because let's say I put somebody on the supplement, right? I'll get rid of your cravings in one dose, right? Because I'm watching you, I'm telling you what to eat, and I know how to avoid you further depleting it.
Oh.
But if somebody just buys this product off the shelf, they don't have the right directions on the bottle, never, not one. And furthermore, if you don't know nutrition, you aren't going to know, like, hey, if I have a cup of coffee in the morning and I have a bagel and a glass of juice and some cereal, each one of those things, not only are they going to make my body store fat, they're going to elevate that brain chemical and then deplete it. So you become the dog chasing the tail, right? You feel good. And then as the day goes on, that's why when I talk to a potential client, I say, just tell me what you had for breakfast. So what they tell me they had for breakfast, I already know where they're going. And I say, well, no wonder your wine comes calling at the end of the day, because you set that into motion through all the things that you encounter and you ingest throughout the day.
So Phoenix, I'm curious, since I don't usually eat breakfast, my breakfast consists of a double espresso with a little bit of whole milk and then a 32-ounce iced tea. That's it.
And you wonder what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I love it. But you know, it's interesting. So I actually, and we'll go back to, go ahead, talk to Chad for 1 second, and then I'll go next.
I'm sorry, is this Chad?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Chad. So, but here's the thing. When somebody tells me that, I say that's just low serotonin. The fact that you wake up and your brain says, hey, cappuccino or whatever you're drinking, right? And iced tea. Sorry, it's caffeine. No matter the form, coffee, tea or not, it still has caffeine. Then you're having your other caffeine. So, and for those who say, look, I don't need to look like that. I don't care about a little belly. I say, really? How do you feel about cancer? How do you feel about heart disease?
Yeah, forget. Down, exactly.
Exactly. It comes down in a simplest form. If I say, first and foremost, it's low serotonin driving your eating habits, right? So the next thing is understanding how healthy, how independent, how great, how all of that do you want to feel? So when it comes to, there's a lot of cholesterol scan, but if you just talk about, it's what triggers insulin, whether it's obesity, depression, heart disease, plaque in the arteries, you name it, it comes down to what triggers insulin, and everything you told me in that short little time is plaque in those arteries.
Okay, so now my turn. It's interesting because I thought if you had a little yogurt in the morning, all sugar. I started to, this girl came over to my house who was doing like a portion control, and so I have a third of cup of oatmeal in the morning. Is that an O, like a good O or a bad O?
Go ahead, finish. I want to hear.
Okay. And then I'll have some nuts. And then I'll have, everything is portion control. And so I'm constantly, eating, I hope, good stuff. So what's your thought on that?
So that is your breakfast, a little three-quarter cup.
And some white scrambled eggs and, vegetables if
white,
I put
meaning,
it in.
Meaning you got rid of the yolk?
Yeah. Well, one yolk, one white.
Okay. So why not the whole egg across the board?
What? Why not what?
The whole egg.
The whole egg
across the board.
I don't know. She said to keep one yolk.
I love this because this is the interaction I thrive on. Okay, so this is what I teach my clients. I say, look, I'm going to teach you, and the readers, right? I'm going to teach you the science of nutrition. Phoenix, what does that mean? That means I'm going to teach you. Okay, Kim, tell me, what did you eat? Okay, oatmeal. I wouldn't eat oatmeal. I'm on the floor training clients all day long. I don't want my body to burn carb. I want my body to burn fat, dietary fat, and body fat. It is far superior fuel source. my brain alone, everybody's brain, our brains are 65% fat. Our brain thrives on fat, not carb. Your little bit of oatmeal, all carbs. I'm going to add one egg, which, you know, the egg is the most perfect food. I eat 3 dozen eggs a week.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Okay? Wow.
My cholesterol. Wait, I got to share a quick story. Your nuts are good, but again, it's about fat. It's about stabilizing serotonin. And then I tell my clients, look, when you look at your meal, I want you to look at, oh, fat, 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 fat. Oh, yummy. I threw in a piece of protein and some low GI carb. There you go. Most people look at vegetables, vegetables, fruit, vegetables, fruit, vegetables, fruit, a little bit of protein.
Okay, but what about your cholesterol?
It's not, no. See, this is the thing. This is what my biggest part is. Most people, if I say, do you even know what cholesterol is? They're like,
Right.
Well, not really. I say, break it down. Do you know what it is? Do you know that every cell in your body needs it? Do you know that your neurotransmitters need it? Do you know that your cells need it to communicate, you know, to keep them permeable and communicating? It is important for every aspect. That's why our body makes it. Okay? So when I tell you that my blood work is so important, is because people will always ask me. I say, again, you have to, the science is this, and I prove it over and over, not only with myself, but thousands of clients. You have to eat good fat that contains good cholesterol to shut your body's production down of it. And as I said a moment ago, it is, you need to be concerned with what is triggering insulin. Insulin, when it comes to heart disease, insulin is your factor that you need to be aware of. That's your coffee, your alcohol, your skim milk, your bagels, your french fries, your whatever, your little yogurt. Oh, I know. Yeah, I heard you say your, or something, new yogurt you were eating. But my thing, Kim, is to say, this is what, real quick, this is a fascinating story. I have a woman who came to me, and she was, of course, everybody thinks they eat healthy. And I say, with all due respect, your tummy tells me otherwise, okay? So I put her on the Phoenix program, and, you know, high fat, low carb, stabilized her serotonin. She was doing great. In 3 months, she said, you know, my brother, who's a doctor, he was so concerned for me because you had me eating all this fat. And I kind of laughed, and I said, and? She said, well, Phoenix, look at my blood. Her triglycerides is my biggest concern. I don't care about your, I want to see that your cholesterol goes in the right way, right, Kim? But your trigs are the fat in the blood. So her trigs dropped 86 points in 3 months. I brought her glucose down 31 points, and her HDL, as everyone knows, the HDL is so-called good. They all serve a purpose, but her HDL went up 11 points, okay? That was in 3 months.
Wow. So let me ask you, let me ask you something, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Phoenix Gilman. We're talking about food cravings, what causes them, and the secret to stopping them. What things would you delete from your diet, and what are a few key nutrition basics that we would keep?
So what things would I take out of somebody, you know, okay. So if to all, everyone, including you and Chad, anyone listening, please eat healthy fats. I'm telling you, the more healthy fat you eat, the leaner and healthier you will become. That means avocado, mayo, eggs, fresh white cheese, feta, goat, mozzarella, a coconut oil, olive oil, nuts and seeds, avocados, I think I already said, butter.
Do you have all this in
your
book?
I go through 4 sticks of butter a week. I'm sorry?
Do you have all this in your book?
Yes, everything's in my book. I have the front half is all about just immediately telling you this is why you crave. It's about a brain chemical, period. When you learn how to stabilize this brain chemical, trust me, all the things that you, whether it's Chad's lattes and your yogurt and, you know, most people like their wine, but if I say whatever your triggers are, right, Kim, I say this to everyone, I promise you, you'll put them in front of you on a table, get your serotonin stabilized. You're going to have all those little delicious things you thought you couldn't live without, and you're going to sit back and say,
I don't need it.
What did I ever see in them?
Wow.
I mean, I trust me, I ate a loaf of bread a week. I lived on diet sodas, and I drank like a fish. My friend who used to pose with me on the other two covers said, man, Phoenix, if you could quit drinking, anyone could quit drinking.
Wow. So, okay, so what are a few key nutritions that we should keep?
To put them in, okay?
Yeah.
So you're taking out your cereals, you're taking out, for now, the only fruit somebody should be eating would be, because most people don't really know what fruit, you know, your avocado's a fruit, which is good. Keep it to early day. It's got extraordinary fat. Your peppers and stuff like that, those are low GI, but they're still a fruit. Your celery, mushrooms, those are all good carbs. But your bananas and your pineapple and your orange and all that, set them aside. Focus on fat, as I already mentioned. put down your coffee. But the thing is, again, Kim, the biggest thing to this is you will not be able to do this lifestyle. Ask anyone who did Atkins. My research was actually on Atkins Table years ago. And because I told him, look, I could improve those who do Atkins by 75%. He was on the phone within 24 hours to talk to me. The thing is, it's about to do this lifestyle, eating plenty of fats, focus on low GI complex carbs, right? Eat a healthy protein. But to be able to do this where you don't crave the stuff is about understanding how to stabilize the serotonin. So, again, focus on fats. That's going to help your brain and body tremendously. And really look at it's high fat, low carb, medium protein.
I agree with what she's saying because my grandpa, who I remember he used to eat 2 fried eggs, and I'm not saying fried is probably the best way, but he used...
Hold on. Yes, it is.
I guess it depends on which oil it's fried in.
I'm putting butter, people. Yeah. Butter or coconut oil, best thing to cook with.
So very clean fats. He ate 2 fried eggs. He usually ate bacon or sausage when it was not overly processed.
Yes.
He would throw in a little oatmeal or a piece of toast a little bit, but he farmed at 80 years old, 20 acres, and he was healthy as a horse. And I remember one time he went to get his blood work done, and the doctor said, you have the heart of a 40-year-old.
Yay!
So there is definitely truth in everything you're saying. How do we start this? Our lives are so busy. Is it easy?
It is, but again, the thing is, not to interrupt you, Chad, but the thing is really to make it as effortless as possible. I'm telling you, the biggest thing is when you learn how to stabilize the serotonin, it is a dietary supplement. It really has no side effects. You're going to sleep through the night. Your mood's going to be better than ever. Your blood pressure is going to come down. Your mood's going to be, again, alleviating depression, anxiety, all of these things that come from low serotonin, alcoholism, suicidal behavior, anxiety, PMS, SAD. Those are all and many more are side effects of low serotonin. To do it effortlessly, which is one of the chapters in my book, is called This Is Not a Diet. Because if a client comes to me and says, oh, like they're cringing, oh, Phoenix, God, I miss, I wish I could have that wine again. That says one thing. That's low serotonin talking. Because if your serotonin is balanced, you don't want it. So all I can say is that if people get the book, they'll understand how to implement the supplement into their life. The brain will become quiet. The noise, the cravings go away. And now all you have to do is follow the guidelines that I put. But again, focus on fat, focus on types of carbs. I tell my clients, keep it simple. Things that actually give value to the body, right? Spinach and arugula and kale. And
we know what the good stuff is. I don't know why this is so hard. Phoenix Gilman, where do we find your book?
Kim, you would find it at bodybyphoenix.com or they can find it at Amazon.
Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
your time and your effort.
Thank you.
Let's give away some Halloween Dead Zone.
Dead Zone 805 Halloween Attraction will open their 4th annual terrifying haunt in a new location on October 14th. This will run until the 29th. On Friday and Saturdays, you can get tickets at Dead Zone 805. If you don't win them right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. I am so excited. We have also joining us today, we have Sonia Agresti, and we are going to be talking about Conejo's Uncorked event. I am so excited to be a part of this. And again, let's welcome Sonia. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, I know this is the first year. I'm really excited to be a part of this. I know there's a little bit of history because this has been going on in a different way before, but I do want to remind everybody and tell everybody that it is over at the Greens, correct? And can you tell everybody exactly where that is?
Sure. The Gardens at Los Robles is located at 299 South Moore Park Road in Thousand Oaks, 91361.
Great. And tell us a little bit about the history of how this really came around.
Actually, that's a really great question. Well, Conejo Uncorked started about 25 years ago as a wine auction benefiting the Hospice of Conejo. Today, we're focused on growing the event to celebrate great food and adult beverages. We'll have food from 7 restaurants and caterers, wines from 9 wineries, and great fun with live and silent auctions. We will also be serving beer, of course, chocolate, cheese, popcorn, and, of course, live entertainment from our local singer and songwriter, Bill Rochella, who will be playing 60s and 70s music. This is going to be great evening and lots of fun.
Perfect. And, of course, that is October 20th, next Thursday, right, 5 to 9. And, of course, in Thousand Oaks. And then, now, let me ask you a question. I know you kind of read a little bit of what was going on, the variety of foods. I know that we've got Opalo there. It's one of my favorites. How much does it cost to get into this event?
Well, tickets before October 20th are $40. and tickets on the day of the event are $50.
Very reasonable.
Yes, it is. Yes. And you can actually go to our website, to www.conejooncourt.com, and you can purchase your tickets right online. We make it very simple for everyone.
Oh, you guys did a good job. Well, I can't wait. And now, is the VIP tickets are also available?
The VIP tickets, those are for tables. You can actually purchase tables of 10 for $350. They're giving a discount if you purchase VIP tickets.
And I know you mentioned a couple of the benefits that this event is going towards. Just to highlight on, how did you guys come about those events?
Well, okay, we decided to create this event for one specific reason. We wanted to raise money for our Conejo Kiwanis Foundation, which is a 501c charity organization. And in return, our foundation supports many activities in the Conejo Valley. And I'll explain a couple for you. The first one, which is we actually support 600 Conejo Valley children through our public service leadership program. We service youth in our community through these Kiwanis-sponsored clubs, such as Terrific Kids, K-Kids, Builders Club, C-Clubs, Circle K, and Key Leader Camp, grades from elementary through college. Then we also sponsor foster families in Ventura County. We help Feeding the Less Fortunate in Thousand Oaks, the AYSO Soccer in Newberry Park, and we also sponsor the Project Eliminate, which is a worldwide elimination of maternal neonatal tetanus.
I love what you guys are doing. Again, another win-win. I want to definitely invite everybody to Uncork. And, of course, that has got the gourmet restaurants, the food, the entertainment, live auction, local wineries. That's all happening October 20th, 5 to 9. And, of course, you can get your tickets if you don't win here at conejouncorked.com. And, of course, that's over at the Gardens at Los Robles Greens. I've got a couple pairs of tickets. I'd love to share them with my listeners. And that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Sonia, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you share our show with everyone, and I can't wait to meet you and be a part of this great evening.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting you as well, Kim, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
You got it. We are at the end of our show. I want to thank everyone for being here, and I want to make sure that you all go and do something nice for somebody else and yourself. And, of course, I always end all my shows with a moment of happiness. Do not give up, because the beginning is always the hardest. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.